Jane Street posts record 16.1B Q1 2026 trading revenue. Jane Street generated a record $16.1 billion in trading revenue during the first quarter of 2026, according to a report shared by Cointelegraph on May 10. The figure, which reflects the privately held firm's gross trading income before expenses, is the largest single quarter the firm has ever booked and tops the trading revenue posted by several of the largest publicly traded investment banks for the same period. For a firm that does not list its shares, raise client capital, or run a brokerage, the number is striking. It also lands at a moment when crypto markets, where Jane Street is one of the largest non-exchange liquidity providers, are running near multi-week ranges rather than producing obvious directional trends. Bitcoin sits at 8,722, 0.4% on the day, 3.3% on the week, as of May 10, 2026, and Ether at 2,326, 0.5% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 49 or neutral. A quarter that beats most banks. To put $16.1 billion in context, Goldman Sachs reported about $9 billion of total trading revenue across fixed income, currencies, commodities, and equities for Q1 2026. Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, and Citigroup each booked smaller trading numbers in the same window. Jane Street, with roughly 3,000 employees, has now matched or exceeded the trading desks of firms with 10 times its headcount. The result continues a multi-year pattern. Jane Street's full-year 2024 net trading revenue came in around $20.5 billion. The Q1 2026 print, if extrapolated, would put the firm on a run rate well above that, although market-making revenues typically peak in volatile quarters and fade in calmer ones. Two things plausibly drove the quarter. First, ETF flows and options activity around the spot. Bitcoin and Ether products remained heavy through January and February. Jane Street is one of the primary authorized participants for several of those funds, and creation and redemption activity is a steady source of basis trades. Second, March brought a sharp move in long-end U.S. Treasury yields, which tends to widen bid-ask spreads in fixed income, equity index, and crypto perpetuals at the same time. The footprint in crypto liquidity, Jane Street's footprint in crypto, is not always visible to retail traders, but it shapes the prices on screens. The firm makes markets in spot Bitcoin and Ether on the largest centralized exchanges, runs delta-hedged options books, and provides the inventory that keeps spreads tight on U.S.-listed crypto ETFs. When a firm of this size is having a record quarter, two things tend to follow. Spreads on the most liquid pairs stay narrower, because the firm has both the balance sheet and the risk appetite to sit on inventory. That is a quiet benefit for anyone routing trades through retail apps or stablecoin off-ramps, since the price they see is closer to the true mid. The flip side is concentration. A handful of firms, Jane Street, Citadel Securities, Jump, DRW, and a few others, account for a meaningful share of liquidity in the deepest crypto pairs. If any one of them pulled back from a venue, spreads would widen quickly. The 2022 collapse of FTX showed how fast liquidity can evaporate when even a single major counterparty steps away. A reminder of who actually moves prices, the firm's growth also pushes back on a common framing in crypto coverage, which treats price action as the product of retail flows or whale wallet moves. In practice, most price formation in the largest tokens happens through quoting algorithms run by a small set of trading firms. Jane Street's record quarter is one signal that those firms are still being paid handsomely to play that role, even in a year that has not produced the kind of vertical rallies that drew attention in 2021 or 2024. For users of self-custody options and on-chain venues, the takeaway is more indirect. The tighter the spreads on centralized markets, the more pressure decentralized exchanges face on price quality, and the more the gap between custodial and non-custodial spending narrows when stablecoins are converted at point of sale.